Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favorite podcasts from Off the Ball.
It can never be a case that if someone wants to be a champion, you have to put a cocktail of potentially dangerous substances into your body.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Well, what a turn up for the books. It finished Everton 0, Tottenham Hotspur 3. I don't know what you made of that result, Keith, but certainly wasn't a result I might have been expecting. When you're kind of doing your preparation for the game, you kind of felt Everton with that really good record at home, and to get hammered 3-0, was it a surprise to you?
Yeah, it would have been a surprise, especially with Spurs playing Monaco in midweek and looking really, really undercooked and didn't have the lion's share of the ball, were working really hard. So you thought, there's every chance Spurs will turn up here and be a little bit leggy and Everton will have the intensity to really put them under pressure. And don't get me wrong, Everton started well. They put them under pressure, put a lot of balls into the box and were the better team for a large chunk of the first 45 minutes, but just couldn't defend balls into the box. Mickey van de Ven didn't have to do an awful lot. It was very Arsenal-esque, where they start at the back and at the last second they all come in front of the defenders, and it just wreaks havoc. So, you know, any game in the Premier League, you can be competitive within it for stages, but if you don't defend balls into their box, you really, really are in trouble. And I'm sure David Moyes, with the amount of joints he has in his team, you know, with Jake O'Brien, Tarkovsky,
Michael Keane,
yeah. Beto as well. There's so many big boys there that they shouldn't be losing aerial battles. So David Moyes will be absolutely fuming, but brilliant from a Spurs point of view. I thought Mickey van de Ven was brilliant, and again Vicario was excellent at midweek against Monaco and made some big saves there as well. So although I don't think it was a 3-0 game, I personally not walking away thinking Everton had been absolutely hammered. They just come out the wrong side of balls into the box, and yeah, just not doing the basics well enough.
Yeah, it's interesting because Spurs, they've been, you might say, inconsistent so far this season. But here we are after a 3-0 win away to Everton, and they're up to third in the table. They're only a couple of points off the team at second, Bournemouth, and then Arsenal, of course, ahead of them. So it kind of feels like this Spurs team hasn't really clicked just yet under Thomas Frank, but he's getting the kind of results just to keep them, you know, around the top of the table, but also ticking over in the Champions League as well.
Yeah, I think that's the encouraging thing from a Spurs point of view. You look at the amount of injuries that they have today, some big players not on the pitch for them, and you look at them winning games like today and you think, there's more to come. There's still more there from Spurs. There's more there from a Thomas Frank point of view. So the fact that they're winning and not at the complete best, I remember saying this at the start of the season about Liverpool, 5 games in, 5 wins, but you felt like they were in second or third gear. I feel like there's more to come from a Spurs point of view. They've been largely brilliant in the Champions League, by the way. It's just a little bit inconsistent in the Premier League. So I think there's a balance that has to be found with the amount of injuries that Spurs have. I really don't think they can go and compete in the Champions League and in the Premier League. So it remains to be seen with the injuries whether they can actually do that, but I think it's been largely acceptable from a Thomas Frank point of view. When you think of where Spurs finished in the league last season under Ange Postecoglou, largely they're doing an awful lot better. And you know, if they get on the back of a Champions League race this season and throw a few punches in the Champions League in terms of getting to the knockout stages, I think it's an acceptable season.
Yeah, as you mentioned, like, you look at the injury list to Doggy, Solanke, Romero, James Maddison, Kulusevski, Ben Davis, Dragosini, Basuma, all players who could be battling for a starting place in that Tottenham team. But up front does seem to be a little bit of an issue. Like, they got their 3 goals today, but it's 2 goals from a centre back and 1 from arguably a defensive midfielder, although he does like to get forward. But what can he do in the meantime to try and get a centre forward? Like, Richarlison came off the bench today. He set up the Papasar goal, but you know, he, as a centre forward, he can score goals. And maybe I think there's a feeling that he's not strong enough up front when it comes to holding up the ball, his link play, that kind of stuff. Is that an issue for him, do you think?
Yeah, it can be. But I honestly think, I don't think Thomas Frank will be putting the pressure on any one player to say, you need to go and get me 20 goals a season. I think he would be asking Richarlison to get him into double figures, Xavi Simmons the same. Kudus is one that is very, very capable of scoring a lot of goals, but he's more of an assister. So if you go and put between 10 and 15 goals on him and tell him to get the same and assist Brennan Johnson as well, they've got an awful lot of brilliant attacking players. So I don't think it'll be any one player. Richarlison needs 20. I think if they spread it out throughout the whole team, and you know, there's so many players still missing and big leaders, and like even Udogie at left back, you think, oh, it's just a left back, but he's such a big attacking presence in that Spurs team as well, that the, you know, there's an awful lot of improvement to be done. So I do look at Spurs and think they're a little bit short in areas, but I think the injuries obviously make that fairly easy to correct. So I'm not sure what the ceiling is, to be honest with you. I look at them, I'm looking at other people within the Premier League, and you know, we're sort of saying, could they give us a Premier League race? I think that's way too premature from a Spurs point of view. I still think they're inconsistent. There's times where they lost the ball in really bad areas, but Everton weren't quite able to punish them. Big Beto had one or two chances he could have done better with. So I think at the real top end of the Premier League and at the top end of the Champions League, Spurs will get hurt and, you know, some weaknesses will be exposed. But as you said, with them players coming back on the, from the bench, there's still a lot to like.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Yeah, top four certainly shouldn't be on them this season with the quality that they have and the quality that they have to come back. Everton probably do have similar issues regards to a centre forward that can score goals, and it's probably a bit more glaring with them because they don't have or seem to have the contributions of goals from around the striker, like Jack Grealish coming a couple of weeks ago against Palace. I'm not sure how many we can expect from him. Enjoy doesn't seem to be as effective this season. I don't know what's going on with him. So you are kind of relying on a number nine to get you goals. No better out of purple patch last season, but it just doesn't seem to be happening for him. Is it a case where David Moyes needs to get something in quickly, although he has to wait for January, that Ivan Toney link, could that come good? Or is there something that he can do with this team that they can get scoring?
Again, I don't think he'd be saying to Beto. Beto doesn't look like the type of player that's going to get you a whole host of goals all season. But what he will do, he'll improve Jack Grealish, he'll improve Dewsbury Hall, he'll improve whoever is playing Ilham and Enjoy on the right wing, because he will occupy centre halves. I've seen him once or twice turning big Kevin Danso, you know, a couple of times today. That's not an easy thing to do. So he's a good physical presence. I mean, I played with players like Jason Roberts, who big physical presence, but they're not the best finishers in the world, and it's a trade off with them. You know, they'll miss the odd chance, but in terms of creating chaos and being a good target man to bop balls into, I mean, when Jack Grealish is teasing people on the wing, he needs a target man in the 18-yard box, and Beto will give you that. So the centre halves will always be occupied, and you'll get the wingers being able to do their things in 1v1 battles. But I don't think Everton fans should set the bar too high with Beto, because, like I say, there's a bit of a trade-off there with him. But one thing is, as we speak about Ivan Toney possibly coming back to Everton, England are playing in the World Cup, a lot of teams are playing in the World Cup, there's an awful lot of strikers out there that want to be fit and want to be fired, and so there might be a lot of players that will think, I'll go to Everton because they need a striker. So David Moyes might unearth the diamond in January and get them scoring goals, and if they do, you know, you think top half finish would be more than acceptable from Everton. And I don't think that, you know, people say, oh, top half finish, that's bang average. Going to a new stadium is not an easy thing to do. Very rarely have we seen people go to a new stadium and hit the ground running. You look at Spurs, you know, they've been in there a couple of years now, seem to start to put things together. West Ham going to their new stadium didn't work out really well for them. So there is pitfalls in there, but David Moyes is navigating it really well.
Just on Everton quickly as well, like I'm looking at them today and you're thinking the classic West Ham under David Moyes, you know, defending deep, long ball out to Mikel Antonio, he heads it out to one of the wingers bombing on, whether it be Jarrod Bowen or whatever the case may be. Everton do look like they're set up to try and play like that, but they were playing most of their football in Spurs' half, and then Spurs are defending deep, so Everton just can't break them down then. So that seems to be, if a team takes that approach against Everton, they just seem really stuck to try and break them down then.
Yeah, no, to be fair, I don't think Everton will come up against a low block an awful lot, and that's not to be disrespectful. I don't think teams play against Everton and think, okay, we have to be on the back foot. I think people look at Everton and think, we can have a go at these, and Spurs today came to Everton and thought, we'll be happy enough to sit back, and they put balls into the box. And again, Beto's a big boy, but he's probably not the best aerial. Again, he'll make you not win the header, but he's not a towering, you know, a towering aerial presence himself. So those neat little intricate passes through the middle, I think Alcaraz will help in there. Dewsbury Hall is becoming a player the more I see I like, but this isn't a defensive situation that Everton would have come up against an awful lot. So there'll be learnings in it for them. I do think they will get better, and if they get a centre forward, the sky's the limit for them.
Just to finish then, Keith, incredible results. Like Keith Andrews is making this management game look really easy, isn't he? I know it hasn't been all smooth sailing for him in the opening stages, but to get a big win that they got last night against Liverpool in the Premier League, it finished 3-2 to Brentford at the GTEC Community Stadium. An incredible win for Keith Andrews and his team. But like, how bad is this getting now for Arne Slot? Like, it just doesn't seem to be like that. There's a lot of people are going to be pinning this on Mohamed Salah, his poor form. You know, they've got issues in defensive midfield. So what I'm saying is, there's not just one small issue here. There just seems to be issues right across the field for him. And is he going to sort out quick enough to make sure that they can maintain their title push against Arsenal?
I don't know. It's really, really difficult. And let's not forget, I'm an Arsenal fan, so I'm looking for any sort of hope I can take. And I'm looking at the weaknesses within the Liverpool team. Mohamed Salah is my first port of call. People are talking about Florian Wirtz and Van Dijk and Konate not quite clicking, but Salah is the one. Like, his performances haven't quite been to scratch. He almost looks a little bit too eager, and he's trying a little bit too hard now. And I mean, he was pressing against Brentford the other night, and he doesn't really press. He's a man who sort of thinks, my goals will do me talking for me, but if he's not scoring those goals, he becomes largely redundant for Liverpool. Florian Wirtz is somebody that, wonderful, wonderful player, but physically I think he's really, really struggling with the Premier League. His first port of call whenever there's a little tussle with somebody is, well, I'll try and win a free kick. That's not what you do in the Premier League. You've got to try and win the ball. And look, there will be times where you're fouled and you win the foul, but you shouldn't go looking for fouls in every single battle. That tells me you're not quite at the physical level. There's some big, great questions for Arne Slot arising. Hugo Ekitike wasn't cheap, but Alexander Isak was extremely expensive. He hasn't quite hit the ground running. He has a little small groin injury, but Ekitike deserves to start. And players within that dressing room will be thinking, if you shy away from that decision, they might lose a little bit of respect for the manager. So there's all sorts of little problems popping up here or there. But if you look at those games in isolation, I mean, losing to Galatasaray away, it's not a big deal. Losing to Crystal Palace, not a big deal. But the performances throughout the season, especially within the Premier League, have left an awful lot to be desired.
Sure have. It's going to be an interesting storyline to follow as the season progresses. We'll have more Premier League action for you next week on Off the Boil. Richie is along with Keith doing West Ham and home to Newcastle, and then it's Man City and Bournemouth with the two Doyles, myself and Owen. So hopefully you can tune in next Sunday on Off the Boil and News Talk.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.